Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking the Ravens. They're bad, especially defensively. They were a team with Super Bowl expectations, as you heard in Bone's update a few minutes ago. And now they sit at 1-4 with the Rams looming on Sunday. Let's talk some Ravens, maybe some NFL as well. As we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, Gordon McGinnis is the Director of Media Strategy for PFF, and he joins us now. And Gordon, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. I also think it's fair to say you follow the Ravens closely, so how surprised are you at what you're seeing so far this year?
Very surprised, yeah. I think you guys touched on it there, like coming into the season expected to be one of the Super Bowl favorites. And I think, you know, the last couple of weeks, I think you can make reasonable excuses for the injuries they've had. But the first couple of weeks defensively, they were so bad that it's a little bit hard to lean on the injuries too much.
Gordon, what did you make of the Adafe Owe trade yesterday to the Chargers?
My read on it is that they know they have to make some changes in the defensive backfield, and they know they need to get a little bit of flexibility in there. I think when you look at what happened last season, the defense improved significantly when they were able to have more flexibility in the defensive backfield. The Ardarius Washington injury, I think, was a much bigger loss than they thought it would be. And I think getting someone like Alohi Gilman in there on the back end just allows them to move Kyle Hamilton around a little bit more, right? Like with the injuries they've had, it gives them the opportunity to play him more in the slot if need be. It gives them the opportunity to bring him closer to the line of scrimmage and let him make more of an impact. I think it's also one of those things whereby if they weren't going to be able to re-sign Adafi Owe, then trying to fix the defensive backfield makes at least some sense.
Do you find it odd at all, though, that like everybody gives these guys their accolades and their flowers, like the A in the draft every year, A in free, you know, A plus roster, best roster in the league. And then every year they try to fix their defense between October and December. Like, I don't know. Like, is that not problematic? Like all their eggs and a couple guys got hurt, but not a lot of these on defense besides Matabuke are long term injuries. Yet it's Dean Pease out of mothballs. It's, you know, Ngakoue trade to salvage something. It's, you know, finally getting Marcus and Eddie Jackson out of their building
Roquan
last year. Roquan, like this, do you find that troubling at all that they never seem to be able to self-scout on that side of the ball?
I think the big thing defensively that I've talked about this and tweeted about this a good amount over the last couple of years is they've really struggled to find like the guy off the edge. Like so many other top defenses have a guy who doesn't rely on being schemed up, right? If you look at the Ravens defense over the last couple of years, when they've been able to generate pressure, an awful lot of the time it's based on how they've been able to do it schematically. I think they hoped that Mike Green, and they certainly will still hope that he becomes that guy. But Odafe Owe was the latest in a group of guys they brought in, hoping he could be like a 12 to 15 sack a year guy that just hasn't developed into that. And I think that's what the defense, if the defense could find someone off the edge, like Madubuike, I think had a huge impact for them because he wins one-on-one in the defensive interior. Now that he's out injured, there's just not anyone on that defense that consistently wins. And I think that's, it's been an issue for them over a couple of years. But with the Madubuike injury this year, it's even more important.
How much of that, though, is philosophical? Because they just want all the corners and all the safeties, right? Like that, like the real thing of it is they've tried to do it their way. Like you get pass rush by moving up in the draft to get it in the top half of the first round, right? Or you pay for it dearly in free agency. They won't do either.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure how much you can do it paying for in free agency. I think you have to be really aggressive in the trade market or really aggressive in moving up in the draft. Going back to the Mike Green thing, like he was a guy projected to be a top 20 pick this year that fell potentially for some of the off-the-field things. So I think there's the potential hope for them there that they were getting someone who was a top talent. And again, going back to the Dafi Owe, he was a guy who, the reason why he fell to the late first round was because he wasn't a high production guy. You know, he was great measurables,
yeah.
All those things, but wasn't a high production guy at Penn State. And I think if they do want to go and get someone who is going to be that level of edge defender, it has to come in the trade market or it has to come with a big move up in the draft. Or, you know, if this season keeps going the way it is, then potentially it's not a move up in the draft, but it just becomes something that they prioritize if they do wind up with a high draft pick.
We're talking to Gordon McGinnis, Inside Access here on The Fan. Gordon, Ravens, as we said, are 1-4. Now the gambling markets think they're still the favorite in the AFC North. So I'll ask you, do you still think they can win this division? Is this season over before it really got started?
They can. I wouldn't have them as the favorite still, but I think where the markets are looking at it is the Steelers' schedule gets rough. And after the next couple of weeks, they have some tough matchups. And Aaron Rodgers has like the lowest average depth of target in the NFL. So they haven't been a team that have really blown anyone away this year. And I think they're probably hanging on to the fact of where the Ravens were coming into the season. If the Ravens get Lamar Jackson back, they get to the softer part of the schedule. They're able, they don't need the defense to be a top 10 defense to go and win this division. If they can get it to more middle of the pack with Lamar Jackson back on the offensive side of the ball, they can get right in there. And in the final 4 weeks of the season or final 5 weeks of the season, it becomes a battle between them and the Steelers or maybe the Bengals if Joe Burrow's back and they've been able to hang around. I think that's why the markets don't think it's a done deal yet and still have them as favorites. But they really need to get Lamar Jackson back and they need to, you know, find a way to start winning games quickly.
Gordon, what has happened with this Ravens rushing attack following Buffalo where Derrick Henry ran wild in that game, still had a fumble late in it, but is this more of the offensive line? Is this Derrick Henry regression? What are you seeing?
I think it's on the offensive line. I think it's really telling that, you know, there's loads of stats that you can use for rushing attacks. And one of the ones that's often cited is like yards before contact. So how many yards are they gaining before anyone even touches the running back? And the Ravens in the Lamar Jackson era have been so good at that. And they've done that with offensive lines that haven't always been filled with talent, particularly on the offensive interior outside of Tyler Linderbaum at center. I think what you saw this past week against the Texans was, well, if you take Lamar Jackson out of that factor, and now all of a sudden the linebacker and the safety that's coming into the box doesn't really have to worry about Lamar Jackson faking the ball to Derrick Henry and keeping it and going outside. Defense is really able to key on Derrick Henry. And it then became a simple case of, can the five guys up front block the defensive line in front of them? And, you know, I just don't think Daniel Faalele and Andrew Voorhees are good run-blocking guards when they have to just go up against guys kind of one-on-one.
An area that we talked a lot about on this show the entire offseason was, okay, Patrick McCary leaves to be a starter somewhere else. That's understandable. But how are you replacing him? How much legitimate draft capital are you putting into it? Or how much are you spending to make sure that your third tackle is legitimate? They didn't do that. How devastating could Ronnie Stanley's prolonged absence be?
Yeah, it can be huge. Especially when you go up against any team that have a top edge defender, like not having a guy who you feel confident in at least being able to slow him down is a huge issue. I also think the McCary thing also lends itself to the struggles on the interior. You know, last year He played on the interior there. He replaced Voorhees early in the season. Voorhees looked good in preseason. Like I thought by the end of the second game, it felt like locked in that he was winning the starting job. And I thought Ravens fans could feel pretty confident because he did some really nice performances, albeit on a very small sample size, and it was in preseason. He just hasn't been that guy in the regular season yet. But yeah, that's been the tough thing for the Ravens, is going from Patrick McCary to Voorhees at left guard hasn't been successful this year, and then not having that flexibility that he offered from a tackle spot. Like, I don't think Joe Noteboom was completely terrible this past weekend, but it's definitely a drop-off from what they had last year.
Gordon McGinnis is the Director of Media Strategy for PFF. Gordon, this was great,
man.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Tim Murray's going to join us at 3:30 to talk best bets in the world of college football. But coming up next is this. I've been waiting for this. It's a very special TMI with TIM and what you got.
Well, everyone knows by now that I've been in this movie club for, gosh, I think over a year at this point. And this past month, the theme was Patrick Swayze movies.
It's a good
and
theme.
Our homework assignment was Roadhouse. I finally completed it. And I will give my review next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's a very special TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
It's been, I guess, a few months since I've done a film review, because the last time was when we were doing Brat Pack during our movie club. And
I watched
St. Elmo's Fire.
Very controversial.
And I thought that movie was hilarious. Yes, I thought it was a great watch. It was awesome.
Pure comedy.
Yes. And it's sort of how I feel about Roadhouse. Mm-hmm. So the theme was Patrick Swayze movies, and Roadhouse was our homework, and I finally finished the movie. It is dubbed an action thriller, and I guess that is used very loosely. I guess I'll say...
There was no action, Bo?
Well, it's constant fighting.
At the end of the movie, it started to pick up, and like
there's bar fights, like 30 seconds
in. The whole like Jeff Healey band playing and bottles being thrown and people being...
It was bar fights, but it was like comedic. Like, dude...
Well, it's over the top.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly it.
There's a campiness to it.
Over the top.
Yeah.
You got the blind singer.
Bro, it was the 80s. Everything was over the top.
But that's where I'm at.
By the way, the blind singer's a real singer.
Yeah.
Had a big
Jeff
hit.
Healy.
Angel Eyes.
Yeah.
But I guess.
Legit. Canadian. Pretty sure he's Canadian.
I guess that's where I'm at because St. Elmo's Fire was probably around this time too, where Roadhouse was 1989.
Yeah. I think St. Elmo's Fire was earlier.
St. Elmo's Fire was like 83.
Early 80s.
There were just like so many one liners in this video.
Pain don't hurt.
Yeah. Pain don't hurt. The guy driving. Random goofy drunk guy maniacally laughing while a bar fight's happening. You had the villain at one point late in it. Like the
Ben Gazzara.
The top villain laugh. It got
random boobies.
Yes.
A lot of random boobies.
Gratuitous
nudity. That's what Ken said when I was initially watching
what,
this.
What, did I lie?
It's random boobies.
There was a lot of that. But just the premise of it is silly when you think of Swayze's character.
Careful.
Swayze's
careful.
What?
Silly?
I don't know if it's... Swayze's character, Dalton...
Yes.
Is a bouncer and
there's legendary.
No spoiler alert when it's 36 years. But they pull him from the initial club that he was bouncing and like, oh, I'm gonna pay you all this money.
Yeah, he gets the phone call.
Clean up
on the payphone.
Yes,
great.
Exactly. Clean up my club.
Yes,
like that's
his job.
Just like a silly premise.
Yeah. The 80s were a different time,
but that's what I'm saying. Like the St. Elmo's
Fire. Kind of genius.
Again, I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was funny. When I think of an action thriller, I think of John Wick. I don't think of
So when he ripped the
Roadhouse.
Guy's throat out, spoiler alert.
That's pretty good.
Did you find that campy and over the top?
No. It was. I do think that's campy.
I thought it was pretty thrilling.
It's definitely a hat. It's an homage, I felt like to Bruce Lee.
Yeah, sure.
Because this does have a lot of the Eastern philosophy.
Yeah.
It's got the kung fu part to it.
Like even the fights were like just, and I understand.
Great fights.
Technology, special effects, like all of that. It's nowhere near.
The Sam Elliott character? Oh. The fact
Sam
that he had a mentor. He had a mentor.
Yes.
A guy who blazed the trail.
A cleaner mentor.
For hire before him.
Exactly.
And it's Sam Elliott. What could be better than that?
And Sam Elliott's trying to hook up with Swayze's
douche.
Girl. And Sam Elliott's trying to hook up with Swayze's girl. And like all of that was... Yeah, and he was trying to impress her with pain down her.
I don't think he really would have done it.
Because they're boys.
So.
It's just, that's how the old bull and the young bull.
You're going to be my regular Friday night thing.
And Sam Elliott's voice is just like.
The double dude.
That's his voice, though.
No, I know he's not forcing anything. But
when they smash up Swayze's car after the first night and it's on blocks, it's great.
Yeah, but that's it.
And doesn't he have to walk to get himself? I feel like he had to walk.
He did. Yeah.
They killed his car, so he had to walk all the way to the doctor, who's the hottest doctor in the South, to get stapled.
Yes.
It's great.
Kelly Lynch.
And as the movie went on, I felt like it got more serious. But I viewed it as it was a fun watch. It was I think. Is the only Patrick Swayze movie that I've ever seen thus far.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that is a you problem.
See Point Break, but you guys were educating me on Swayze. Like that was a movie. Like he was above like too good of an actor.
By the way, Bone, let the people know.
Probably
Bone, let the people know when you realized Patrick Swayze was deceased.
That was this morning.
Yes.
When I was looking up some things, I did not realize that Patrick Swayze, rest in peace, 2009. It's been a while.
I mean, it's definitely, it has parody elements.
It's a really fun movie.
But it is a really fun movie.
It doesn't take itself seriously.
It does not
it's
at all.
It's over the top.
Yes.
I don't think it intended to be comedic. It does have an unintentional comedy factor.
Yes.
But like, it's a good movie. Like,
it is a good movie. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying
it's
the whole time.
Up there with like Slapshot. Like if I'm flipping through channels, which I rarely do, and it's late at night, and for whatever reason I can't fall asleep, and it's on, it's staying on until I fall asleep.
Yeah, I prefer it's on a paid channel as opposed to TBS, because TBS will cut out
all the commercials.
Yeah. And there's some stuff to it. Yeah. That they're not going to show that.
That one scene early on, that was something. Too.
Yeah. There's a lot of scenes. So did you like it more than St. Elmo's Fire?
I think you did. It sounds like you did.
That's a good question.
He's not. He's not confident.
You were at least admitting that exactly what I was saying. Like, it didn't take itself too seriously. It was over the top. Where you guys are, oh, dude, St. Elmo's Fire is the serious movie.
Well, because how it was billed. That's how people from that era still sort of view it, as a bit of a moment in time that, yes, it's Hollywood, so everything gets a little bit embellished, mm-hmm. but was sort of rude. Don't you believe us? Patsos was bartender at the place.
He was mad at you.
You pissed Patsos off.
All I'm saying is, if you guys watched it again now, I think you would get what I'm saying.
I've seen Roadhouse periodically.
But I think what I'm coming to the realization of, I guess that's just 80s
the
movies.
80s.
And I guess, like, I like the fight, like, dude, the guy gets shot like 17 times. He's eating bullets, the owner. And then the last shot, he goes flying 20 feet in the air through a glass coffee table. I'm like, what the hell am I watching?
So there's no gratuitous violence in John Wick?
Well, for sure. Absolutely.
See, I don't watch that crap. So I do.
I like
seen
those.
John Wick?
They're good.
No,
dude, John,
I've never seen John Wick.
John Wick is good. Action thriller.
Yeah, they're good.
I finally saw one of the Tom Cruise ones, because Mateo
Mission Impossible.
I saw the very last one.
I did watch one of the Mission Impossibles in Cambridge.
I've seen all of them except for the latest one. But
how many are there? There's like a billion.
Nah,
you know, like when he's doing the feng shui stuff or whatever it's called, like in the green pasture with his shirt off.
Yeah,
that's genius.
He's
in good shape,
Bob.
He's in good shape.
He found himself a hell of a little apartment in that town.
Yes,
huh?
He did.
Overlooking the water and everything for like a dollar a month or whatever.
I am sure Patrick Swayze in 1989 did, you know, a lot of women were attracted to him. I am sure that was the case.
And you don't know what your buddies thought of this yet. You haven't.
I have not. I would assume they liked it. I would assume.
Did they like St. Elmo's Fire? I don't remember.
I don't think they really liked St. Elmo's Fire.
No, we liked it, but again, my buddy had to tell me, like, no, dude, they were not trying
to be
funny during
it. It's a drama. That's a flat-out drama. Yeah. There's no subgenre. It's a drama.
It's like a coming-of-age.
Wow, that really changes my whole view of it. It was still a great watch. Yeah. I still really enjoyed that movie.
Week 7 of the college football season is coming, and that means it's the perfect time to talk to our friend Tim Murray from VSiN, his best bets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next here on The Fan. Week 7 of the college football season kicking off this weekend. A perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where our friend Tim Murray from VSiN joins us for some college football best bets. And I'm sure someone else will ask you about Maryland, so I will start selfishly. Indiana and Oregon, arguably the game of the weekend. Is there anything you like here?
I like the game. I mean, 3:30 CBS, ba ba da da,
yeah,
ba ba da ba. Great, going to be a great atmosphere. I do think Indiana's better than last year. I think their quarterback's better. I think they've upgraded some of their talent, and I don't think this is going to be a situation, in my opinion, like when Indiana punched up in class a year ago when they were a 10.5-point underdog against Ohio State and played for the cover. Ultimately, did not get there. Against Notre Dame in the playoff. That all being said, I think I would be on Oregon or pass here. And a lot of my colleagues like Indiana. They think they're going to be right there in the thick of it. I think we're underrating this Oregon team. I'm not just saying that because I'm on with Ken.
Yeah.
I really like him. I've been impressed. I've been impressed by Dante Moore. I didn't know what to expect from him. I thought he would, you know, when we talked about some of the unknown quarterbacks coming into this year, obviously it was Arch. How's Arch going to be? Is he going to win the Heisman Trophy?
He's going to be bad, Tim. He's going to be bad.
Yeah, what about Ty Simpson? What about, and Ty Simpson's been really good at Alabama. But no one really talked about Dante Moore. And maybe it was because we got a bad taste in our mouth from, you know, brief glimpses at UCLA. But, you know, this dude is the real deal. Fernando Mendoza is as well. I just think they have too many athletes, Oregon does. So not a game that I've bet. If it does get to 7, maybe I'll take a little nibble on Oregon, lay it. But I will say the market likes Indiana so far this week. That number opened 10. It's down to 7.5 across the market. So we'll see how this one plays out. But Indiana, to be honest, I got to see it first from this team. You know, what Cignetti has done since getting there has been phenomenal. I mean, this is the worst Power Four program historically in college football. Like, they have been awful, and to be in the discussion to make the playoff in back-to-back years is really a testament to him. But I need to see it when they play one of these elite teams, and the two teams they lost to last year played for the national championship. There's no problem in losing to Notre Dame and Ohio State, but prove it to me this weekend, and I'll change my tune. I think they're a good team, but I think Oregon might be a great team, so that's why I would lean on the side of the Ducks here, but no play for me.
All right, let's get to the Terps. It was great until it wasn't. 20-point collapse. They still covered, Tim. How do they respond this week against Nebraska? They're 6.5, 7-point home dogs, depending on what book you look at. Could the Terps win outright? Could they at least cover?
Yeah, I mean, they do get the cover in what we talked about from the summer as a really tricky spot for Washington, but after getting off to the start that they did, getting a cover doesn't really seem satisfactory after being up 20-0 and letting that slip out of their fingers. So I think that's the big question, is how does a team like Maryland respond after getting their heart ripped out from their chest? You know, being back at home is beneficial for the Terps. For this one, you're seeing the market bet up Nebraska here. You're seeing 7 starting to show up, circa at a 7 as well. I like this Nebraska offense. I want to see if Washington can kind of keep it rolling. So I don't know how Maryland responds, to be honest. I have a win total on Nebraska over 7.5, so I'm not going to bet this game. I'm just going to kind of hope the corn take care of business. I think if anything, maybe I look over here. I do like this Nebraska offense. I was looking at some of their, you know, statistical stuff here. so far on the year for the Corn, and you know, top 20 in the country and yards per play margin. So they've been impressive. Nebraska has been so far. Not, you know, they lost that game to Michigan, so you know they're not all the way back, but this would be a challenge, and this is a big test for a young team like Maryland. So probably would look at the over in this spot, and if Maryland can bounce back off the mat, that would be an impressive performance.
Well, the Washington Huskies certainly bounced off the mat. They're kind of interesting now. Some people fancied their chances against the Buckeyes. I didn't. I sat that one out. They looked up for it for a half and not the other half. Then they're hung over at Maryland until midway mm-hmm. through the third quarter, and then their quarterback gets it together, and that game turns. Now they get to go back home. I don't fancy Shiano and Rutgers very much in this spot, having to travel to Seattle. This number has gotten north of 10, which scares me a little bit.
It's a big number.
But I've kind of pegged it to some other results and taken it down to 6.5. What do you think about this one that's coming up on Friday night?
Yeah, look, I like Washington a lot. I bet them preseason to make the playoff kind of as my long shot. I got it at plus 950. I think you can get 10-1 now with that Ohio State loss. This is a really talented team. You know, Rutgers is coming off a bye, but you talked about the travel. I'm not a big believer in this Rutgers team either. So, you know, once again, I mean, the market is moving quickly on a lot of these games. So, yeah, you're looking at 10.5 now. I certainly wouldn't be opposed to, you know, pairing them up on a money line parlay, a high total. Maybe Rutgers scores early on Friday night and you're able to get this thing maybe at a little bit of discounted price. But one thing you've seen from Washington is their ability outside of the Ohio State game to close games, right? You saw it last week. You saw it early on in the season when they played Colorado State. So, look, I am a believer in what Washington's cooking out there in the Pacific Northwest, and they do have one of the best home field advantages in college football. And once again, that kind of is a proof to me that Ohio State, in my opinion, is the best team in college football right now. When you look at that defense and the fact that they're, you know, able to just kind of keep things simple offensively here. But I like Washington quite a bit. I like Damon Williams. And, you know, I always get worried, you know, from a situational standpoint. You know, you think about the stretch here for them where you played Ohio State, you travel across country, you play Maryland. Now you've got a short week to prepare for Rutgers. Granted, you're back at home. And then next week you go back to the Midwest and you take on Michigan. So it's a challenge, certainly from a scheduling standpoint, and Rutgers coming off the bye. So that's probably why I would stay off at 10.5. But certainly I like Washington quite a bit as a team, and they should be able to take care of business here against Rutgers.
Tim Murray, before I let you go, is there a game you really like this weekend?
Or do you want to just rip Penn State?
Yeah.
I want to talk Red River. I think this is incredible. I mean, this game, it's one of the best rivalries in college football. Arch Manning has been, you know, thrown through the mud, and I would say rightfully so with his performance. I think Steve Sarkisian should be thrown through the mud too as well. But one thing to note here, Texas is elite defensively, and as is Oklahoma. And I am just not a believer in Michael Hawkins, the quarterback for Oklahoma, and I am not buying the John Mateer could play news. Now, if he goes out there on Saturday and surprises me, then I'll tip my cap to him and the doctors down in Norman, Oklahoma for fixing his thumb in, you know, 2 weeks' time. But I think this is gamesmanship, guys. I don't know if we're going to see John Mateer. If we do see John Mateer, who had surgery on his throwing hand 2 weeks ago, I'll believe it when I see it. And you guys know me. I'm a big believer in the simplicity of sell high, buy low. And I think Texas is at its all-time low. Nobody wants to bet on Texas right now. If you go over to VSiN.com, and granted, it's early, but right now at VSiN.com, 75% of bets on Oklahoma on the spread, 80% of the money on them on the money line. I like Texas here. Give me them on sale, cheap money line price. I will take the Longhorns here at a buy low spot. Arch against that defense is certainly worrisome, but I like Texas here in this spot. And lastly, I'll say this. Navy looked so great offensively last week, man. That was incredible. Blake Horvath throwing for over 300 yards, game sailing over the total. this is a weird spot to go on the road to Lincoln Financial on Saturday afternoon. If this thing gets to 10, I might have to take the Owls plus the points here. Temple's, you know, outside of getting absolutely steamrolled by
Oklahoma,
you know, they've been feisty, and they beat UTSA last week. So I think Temple could be a tricky spot here for the mids. But shout out to Navy. They have played their butts off and very much in the thick of it to make the college football playoff. You know, you look at the American right now, guys. You got Memphis. You got North Texas. You got the mids. A lot of teams, South Florida, are going to be vying for that spot. And with Navy heading to South Bend in about a month, they could really shock the college football world with an upset over Notre Dame and put themselves in decent driving situation to make the college football playoff.
Tim Murray, let the people know where they can find you.
Yeah, you can check me out on Saturdays, Masson 2, the whole show now on Masson 2. Now that baseball's over. Nice. So Masson 2, the VSIN college football tailgate show.
Baseball ended like May 22nd around here, Tim. Yeah.
They still carry games.
We keep it real around here.
Yeah, they still carry games.
Look, I'm sad to see that I'm a Nats guy, and man, 2019 was feels like a million years ago now.
Imagine what 1983
feels even longer.
Fair enough. Touche. But you could check out the VSiN College Football Tailgate Show on Saturday, 9 a.m. Masson 2, Sirius XM 158, and also the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks, buddy. We will chat next week.
All right, boys. See ya.
Coming up next, though, Northern Exposure, and Zach Taylor's got himself a new quarterback. What's he think of Joe Flacco? And Mike Tomlin taking on the Cleveland Browns. What's he think of Dylan Gabriel? We'll find out. Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
Played him a lot, watched him a lot. Brings great experience, great leadership. His style fits our style of play, too. So excited to get him out there. We'll start him this week, so he's going to take all the reps, get ready to go. Already spent a lot of time meeting with us, getting up to speed, so feel really good about where he's at.
There you have it. Zach Taylor telling you Joe Flacco will be starting for the Cincinnati Bengals this Sunday as they travel to Green Bay to take on the Packers, a team that Joe Flacco beat as a Cleveland Brown quarterback.
I would say Jimmy Schwartz and the defense beat him, holding them to 10 points and block and the special teams.
Yes.
But,
This is an interesting set of circumstances.
I mean, Browning's been horrible, but Browning is at least, I mean, he's Flacco with a little bit more mobility.
Yeah, because the O-line
stinks. Either one could throw three picks a game.
Yeah,
and it's a bad O-line, and they can't run the ball at all. And Cleveland was just getting a run game going. This is very odd to me, other than, okay, he knows this opponent. And, I mean, I can get being so sort of frustrated with Browning, especially when he's looked serviceable in the past. But how do you go from Browning to late-stage career over Browning? They've got the same warts.
It doesn't make any sense. Joe's got 8 turnovers in 4 games. Like, you can say, oh, he's got better weapons. Well, his offensive line is even worse.
Right.
He's going to get the,
worse run game.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Bengals can't run the ball at all.
Is Joe going to last to Thanksgiving when they come to Baltimore?
Come on. Joe could play the Ravens 3 times. Let's go.
Jeez. I don't know, man. I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Let's head to Pittsburgh, where the Steelers host the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. That's a 1:00 start. Mike Tomlin says Dylan Gabriel is a more experienced rookie.
Obviously, last week they went to Dylan Gabriel. This guy's a unique rookie. First of all, he's 25 years old, Hawaii native. He's a year older than Herbig, to put perspective on it. He's a 6-year college player. He threw for over 18,000 yards in college, 55 touchdowns, 32 interceptions in terms of a TD to interception ratio. And so I think that in-helmet perspective, you can't put a price tag on. He also threw for 10,000-plus yards in high school. And so he is a rookie new to the National Football League, but this guy's thrown the football around a lot. He's older and more experienced than most rookies. I think timely processing is his superpower, and I think his experience and that superpower has been on display, and I think those are one of the central reasons why they went to him. He's able to function with fluidity in an effort to minimize negativity when passing. They play a lot through their running back and their running game anyway, and so we got a big challenge and dealing with them this week.
I'm surprised he didn't go over his middle school stats.
Dude, I would just say.
In his under 10 team, he threw for 20 touchdowns.
To push back slightly on Mike T in the role of Dylan Gabriel's agent, He was draft eligible like 4 years ago.
Yes.
And he finally got drafted when he's 26.
Yes.
By a team that seemed like they really kind of didn't want to take a quarterback last year so they could wait till another draft
Jason,
to take one higher.
And then they took two.
The in-helmet perspective that he got with all of those college games.
Yes. A lot of reps.
Invaluable.
He's also 5'3".
He's short.
He's
and older
small.
Than Herbert. Yeah.
He's smallish.
And Herbert's played how many pro games and has thrown for more yards before the age of 27 than anybody?
But what
did
he do?
And this guy is about to play his second game.
What did he do in high school, Jason?
Oh, I think he was pretty good. Yeah. I think he was pretty good in high school.
By the way, Shador is now the backup in Cleveland with
it could be the Zap man, though.
Yeah.
You could get Zap.
Bailey Zappi.
Isn't Bailey Zappi on the
he
practice squad?
He is on the practice squad, yes.
This stat blows me away, though. The Steelers
have more than those stats that Mike Tomlin just rattled off about Dillon Gabriel?
Honestly, it does. The Steelers have won 21 straight regular season games at home against the Browns. 21 straight.
Steelers money line.
But he's never beaten Dillon Gabriel.
He has not. never encountered a quarterback as unique as Dillon Gabriel.
And Harbs is good after
this bye. Ain't no Johnny Manziel.
Tomlin's good after by 14-4.
And Tomlin's really good against rookie quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Harb's good against rookie.
But this is not your usual rookie. He's almost 40, and he's got million snaps. Yes. This is not your usual rookie.
He played on varsity as an eighth grader, Jason.
They'll find a way. I think the Steelers will find a way.
So Steelers and Browns.
Could be a struggle.
Sunday,
could be an epic struggle.
Yeah, I think he's in for a long day. He being Dillon Gabriel. Coming up next. Time for some bounce back, fall back. Bone asks us questions, we answer next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.